This is Deborah Atkinson, and you're listening to Flipping 50, where I address your top questions and the things you struggle with most so you can have more energy, less decision fatigue about what to eat, how to move, and you can change your thoughts to flip 50 with the life and the energy you love in this second half. And if you are a midlife woman who may be struggling with finances or the stresses of this upcoming or the tax season we're in as we're recording, at least live, then this is your show. International best-selling author, speaker, and mentor Anne Sanfilippo is the creator of the Wealth Attraction Academy. She helps individuals to attract wealth into their lives while keeping work-life balance using her proven formula and process created through her own experience and over 25 years of studying with or training for the most powerful influencers in the world. Anne, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Deborah. My pleasure.
Love this topic. And as a prior instructor in kinesiology who taught health and worked on wellness dimensions in all components, it's also integrated. And just very recently on the show, we've been talking about relationships and the tie to self-care, relationships, and fitness. And I really think as we go here, you know, and hear a little bit more about your story, this is such another great example of how life is an integrated process, not an isolated one. So share a little bit about your own experience, because I know this is part of the juicy story and the good that you're doing.
Okay. A little background about myself. So I always like to let people know I wasn't raised with money. I come from a tiny little town in the Midwest where my dad was a police officer and my mother was a cashier in a local grocery store. And so we never talked about building wealth around our kitchen table. All we heard was go to school, get good grades so you can come home and get out of school and get a good job. And a good job equated to a good life because, you know, I was taught you just work your way up the corporate ladder, you save your money, and you'll be fine. And I found out when I got out of college and I was looking for that good job that they didn't want to pay me what they told me in college I could expect. So it was pretty frustrating after spending that time in college to come out and you're ready to go into the real world and you face that disappointment. And so that's when I met my husband, and he was an entrepreneur. And I was very impressed by that because in my household, being an entrepreneur was high risk. And so when I met him, of course, we fell in love. We got married. He said he didn't want me to go out into the workforce. He wanted me to help him with his business. And I started studying about businesses and building businesses, creating wealth. And I saw a statistic that said 8 out of 10 small business owners fail within the first 18 months. Well, that totally freaked me out. I was thinking, what did I get myself into? So what I got myself into was a 10-year roller coaster ride. And I'm sure if anybody's listening who's a small business owner, they'll relate to this. Some months we did well and we tucked away a little bit of money, felt good. And then the next month something would happen that would drain our reserves. And after 10 years of this roller coaster ride and arguing over a lack of money or a lack of quality time together, we decided to part ways. So I always tell people I wasn't raised with money, I didn't marry my money, and I didn't divorce for my money, because when my husband and I divorced, we were not doing well in business. We had to separate what we had, and that means I took half the debt forward with me. And so at my lowest point, I was a couple $100,000 in debt, and I had to reinvent myself. After my divorce, I left where I lived, and I moved to Florida, where my parents had retired, and I lived in their back bedroom. And being 30 years
old. Can I ask? Yeah, how old were you? You're going to tell us.
I was 30 years old, living back at home with mom and dad.
Not what you see for yourself, right?
And, you know, and then just not ever using my college degree. That was pretty tough going back out into the workforce because they said, you know, 10 years have passed. You're really not viable in the workforce. So I had to figure out a different way. And I started in real estate and I did very well. Well, I did okay dabbling at it, but then I decided to take it to the next level and I committed to a 2-year program. And what I found quickly was I wasn't coachable. It's funny to look back on now, but and I tell people that I didn't succeed at building wealth the first time through. At this 2-year plan, I was given this proven plan to just follow. And I couldn't follow it. And what I always say now is if you have a proven plan and you tweak it, it's no longer proven.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I fell further in debt. I was still in my parents' back bedroom and now I'm in a depressive state. And my parents wanted to get rid of me for the weekend. So funny, right? Because I wouldn't get out of their room. I was in the back room in the dark all the time. And so they paid for me to take a flight back to Milwaukee to spend time with my girlfriends back there. And as I was going through the Atlanta airport, I ran into, which is one of the most busiest airports of the country, if not the world. I ran into my mentor who was helping me with this 2-year plan to build wealth. And, he said, "What happened to you?" And I said, "Well, you know, I've got this new place I'm living. I'm trying to get established. I have these bills. I had to get a part-time job." And I started rattling off all these excuses. And he stopped me and he said, "You can make excuses or you can create success, but you can't do both."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Are you broken enough yet that you surrender your ego and follow my directives?" Because he gave me 3 simple directives: just do what he told me to do when he told me to do it, no debate. And at that was my turning point. That meeting, which I always believe that nothing happens by accident, it always happens in its divine perfect timing. But I was at my lowest point. He told me to go spend time with my girlfriends, come back and recommit to the plan and stick to the plan. And 2 years later, after working his plan, I stood a self-made millionaire as a single female in our country.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I've gone over 17 years. I've created 6- and 7-figure incomes for myself. And that's what I share now in the Wealth Attraction Formula.
Can I ask, Anne, as I read through your bio, this struck me as a question too. Do you have a particular affinity for women or not? Are you catering to both men and women equally?
The plan works for men and women. So, although, you know, women tend to be gravitating more just because I think when we're talking with Flipping 50, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of women are finding themselves now single mm-hmm. or they believe that they need to be in a relationship to be taken care of financially. I know the way I was raised, that was the belief I had, is the man's mm-hmm. the breadwinner. And then mm-hmm. my man was gone. I had to figure it out for myself. And looking back on it, it's the greatest gift that I was given.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And at a fairly young age, even though you may not have felt it at the time, now you can say that, right? Okay. So you had a lot of nuggets in there, but what do you think is the number one key to building wealth?
It would have to be work-life balance. You know, having wealth, but not having your health or relationships to share it with,
mm-hmm.
you end up very empty.
So how do you define that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's looking at, as you're building wealth, a lot of times what entrepreneurs do is they find themselves really stuck working in the business. So as they're working hard to build this empire, other areas of their life will suffer. You know, oftentimes you'll see broken down relationships or marriages or health deteriorating because they're eating on the run or they're not sleeping because they're working long hours. So these other areas of their life are affected negatively, although they might be doing well financially. So creating work-life balance is being having the abundance when it comes to material things like money and, you know, nice cars, nice houses, fancy trips, but also having good health to enjoy them, and also rich relationships, good communication. So that's what work-life balance is.
Love that. And you, this is part of what you do. How do you help your clients do that? So I know listeners are really hanging on the edge of their seat. And, you know, I am too. I have to admit that lip service to work-life balance is really easy. And, you know, even being someone who's into wellness and into health, I also can, you know, lock myself, you know, or attach myself to my keyboard occasionally, too much, too often. So what are your secrets? I'm on the edge of my seat too. How do you help your clients make those life choices and commit to, you know, keeping the relationship going or working on health?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have to be at a point, looking back what my mentor had told me in the airport, is, you know, he said, are you broken enough yet? And unfortunately, sometimes we have to hit a point in our life where we're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
That we actually are ready to make a change and commit to it. And I usually say that when people want to do something, they tend not to follow through. It's when they need to do it. And so I always work with my clients to find a need for why they need to commit and be true to their goal.
Oh, I love that. That was a rich nugget right there. Would you repeat that?
I always have my clients commit. So we find where they need to actually follow through, not want to follow through, because wanting won't get them where they want to go. So we find the need. Why they need to commit to this.
Love it. Love it. So rich. Mm-hmm. And so if you're sitting out there or you're walking or weightlifting while you're listening, which is what I'm always hoping, you're doing a little homework, I hope, you know, and not just looking for the want, but looking for your own reasons why you need to do that next step, that thing that you keep telling yourself you do want, but isn't coming true. So, Anne, how do you believe wealth and health correlate as women flip 50?
Mm-hmm. Well, they both will come if you do the work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's proven plans for each of them. And so, again, it goes back to what we were just talking about, that commitment level. When you find your need and then you commit to it and you do the work, I always say that life's really not that difficult. We make it difficult.
Don't we, though? Yes.
Life is simply common sense. It's common sense put to common practice. But too many times, people make life difficult for themselves.
So true. So, and I want to go back to something you said. Well, probably we were neighbors in that small town you lived in. I was probably next door, but so I totally get that. But I also, I get that, you know, wealth wasn't something you talked about around the dining room table, or it was, you know, them, you know, it was something some other people did.
Hollywood.
You know, yeah, yeah. So how important is believing that it's a possibility and actually beginning to talk about it and maybe not feeling like it's dirty, you know, to want to aspire to wealth.
Definitely. carrying limiting beliefs will definitely hold you back. So if you, it's, you know, how do you look at money and wealth? That is definitely something that you have to look behind the scenes at in a person's belief system. And, you know, I didn't really have, like, I didn't have bad reinforcement about money. It was just, like you said, it was meant for those other people. And so it was really, how was I going to build it? And really, in the beginning, I built my success out of desperation because I had a lot of debt. And I did the work. But then I, in all my years of being able to work with these industry leaders, I've actually taken the best of what everybody has and put it into one formula that I believe now allows people to do it without as much work as it took me. And that's the secret to it. And so once we break down the limiting beliefs and we get somebody to have a true vision, it's real easy for me to have them reverse engineer. Now, you know, if somebody is listening right now and they're making $30,000 a year, it's pretty hard for them to envision making $1 million a year. So, you know, we'll make a plan. How do we get you to 100,000 and reverse engineer? Now, the first thing people think of is, well, I'll have to get another job. I'm already tired. I'm already overextended as it is. And what I do is I teach people how to invest. So we look at the four asset classes and we diversify across four asset classes. And the four asset classes are real estate, business, stock trading, and commodities. And then when you build out your empire, you've got diversification into different asset classes. And it creates multiple streams of income around the person. So it's not them having to go work. Mm-hmm. Asset classes are working for them. So it's creating passive income.
So it's a whole new way of thinking.
Yes.
I want to take a step backward. I hope I'm not feeling like making you feel like I'm going back to this. But I think that this piece of mindset is so important. And when you were... you had moved in with your parents. You were in the back bedroom. It wasn't working. There is a piece that I think, too, when you came out of college and realized, wait a minute, the promise here is not going to be delivered the way it was painted. There's an identity that we attach to, I think, what we make, what we earn, what we do. And you had to be feeling like, that was gone or taken away. And I'm wondering if you have, you know, a flashback to what that felt like and how you pulled yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course it was disheartening. And, you know, even right now, you know, statistics are one out of every two college students coming out of college are not finding a job. You know, we all grew up hearing, go to school, get good grades, come out and get a good job. And to devote 4 to 6 years to come out with your bachelor's degree and then not find a job, it's pretty much a letdown in life. So you have to, you can't just give up. You have to seek a different answer. And with that new answer is going to take new programming. See, when we are when we come out of school seeking a job, we're seeking to make money. And to create wealth, you're seeking assets. Assets put money in your pocket.
Nice. Well said. Total different frame of mind.
It is. It's a different way of thinking. It's a shift in your belief system.
So when you alluded to, you know, the steps that you take with women, is there anything else that you want to share as far as some action steps that a listener might take to bring their health and their wealth into balance?
Mm-hmm. Delegation, which is very hard for women. You know, we always
so true.
The whole world on our shoulder. And then we end up more stressed, and then that affects our weight, right? Because of our hormones and this vicious circle. And so when I'm working with clients and they tell me they can't delegate, again, it goes back to their belief system. They think nobody can do it as well as them. And then the next argument that I have from them from doing it is they can't afford it. And I question, I'm like, you can't afford it. You can't afford to get somebody to do the non-income earning activities you have right now for $10 an hour so that I can show you how to make $1 million a year. So it's really, again, goes back to that choice, right? Life is about choices, and they're just not at a point yet that they need to do it. They want it, but they don't need it.
Great. Yeah. Okay. So is that how you filter who you're going to work with and who you're not?
Definitely. Because remember, I learned early on that you have to be coachable.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yes. Okay. So final words of wisdom. I mean, what would you share with our audience who are out there and they are struggling and yet maybe they're not yet ready to open that door? What's next?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would just say stop choosing to play small in your life. You know, when people are struggling financially, I don't have any special talent. I didn't have a special upbringing. So I believe if I can come from this tiny little town in the Midwest and I can create what I have, then anybody can. I mean, we live in an information age. So information is so readily available for people to become healthier or create wealth or find happiness. So it's really a life choice. Get sick and tired of being sick and tired in your life and make the change. There's such a world of abundance out there, and the abundance is meant for all of us. And I always tell people when I'm working with them, you know, even if I am training them in real estate or whatever business they go into, they're always worried about competition, you know, and I'm like, any business you go into, and you know it for yourself, being in fitness, there's lots of different people training in fitness, but you're you and people want to work with you. And so when you set yourself apart from your competition, there is no competition, right? And there's a big world. There's a big world for everybody to reap abundance.
Love it. I like to say that, you know, if all the marbles ended up in the right places, there's, you know, there's plenty of spaces for everyone. So, so well said on your part. And you have a great gift for our audience. So for listeners, they can actually get their hands on your number one international best-selling book. Where's the best place for them to go and get Wealth Attraction Formula, Manifest the Life of Your Dreams?
Well, they can head on over to wealthattractionacademy.com/book-flipping50.
Awesome. And you listeners who are still walking or lifting weights, don't put that weight down. I will include this in the show notes. We got you covered. So, Anne, the juiciest question I asked, just in case I missed anything, it makes me look really smart. Is there a question that you wish I would have asked you?
I would have to say, how important do I believe it is that people work with coaches and mentors? And my answer to that would be, it's vital. And so I'm not sure if people understand the differences about coaches and mentors, but if you look at any wealthy person, any successful person, they've always worked with a coach or a mentor. It streamlines them getting where they need to go. It doesn't have to be hard. Find somebody who's done it before you that can guide you.
Great advice. I love that. So thinking of my final question, I've actually got one. So how was it that during your rebuilding, kind of bringing yourself back in second time, the successful time, how did you keep your own balance? What was it you did to take good care of you?
Well, again, I think I was successful the second time through because I made the time to stay grounded and have all those different areas balanced. So I get up now. My regimen is I get up in the morning until noon. It's my time. It means I will do yoga or work out with the weights and or cardio. And then I work. I work in normal days hours. And then I stop and I be present in my relationships. I'm not on my phone checking my emails while I'm out to dinner with friends or family, but I'm present. And I think that's really the important thing people have to realize now is staying present and enjoying the journey.
Beautifully said. Love it. And audience members, if there's a question that you wish I would have asked, please submit that question. Just leave it below the show link at flipping50.com and join us on the Flipping 50 TV Facebook page to get all of today's juicy resources and the links that we mentioned in the show, plus your free book from Anne. Visit today's show notes at flipping50.com/podcast. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave a rating in iTunes. It really helps. And then share this with one specific friend to surround yourself with a supportive community of women on the same journey. What are you waiting for? Start Flipping 50 today.